Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Whatever day it may be for you, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, or good night, just like in the Truman Show, I hope you're having a great, great relationship day. And if you're not, then I'm here to help that. That's what I'm here for. Let's face it, relationships are probably the biggest source of stress and concern in our lives. And you know what? There isn't a woman or man alive that doesn't want the hidden playbook of the opposite sex. We all want the hidden signs to tell us what the other person is thinking, right? Wouldn't you just love to know what he's thinking about you right now? How does he feel about you? What does he want you to do next in the relationship? Is he the one? I bet you would love to know. We all want to just know how the other person thinks and feels about us without having to do all this, interpreting and guessing and looking for signs and everything like that. And that's why I want to give you these 7 unusual signs that your man is into you. So let's start with number 7. Number 7 sign he's into you, his friends know about you. Guys are actually pretty quick to talk about that special girl they really like. And, well, if that's you, well, then he's going to talk about you to them. Because when a guy is into you, he's going to pull you into all areas of his life, every area. Conversely, if he's not introducing you to his family and friends, well, that means he's still got some doubts about you being the one. The best thing you can do is to watch for this particular signal. Watch to see if his friends are aware of you and know about you. And then get to know his friends along the way. Pry your way in there, because that's the most flattering and appreciative thing you can do for him. And you know what? He will notice, and he'll pull you closer and more into his life the more you do it. Number 6 signal that he wants you, you've got his attention. We're in this new age of blue screens everywhere and ADHD becoming the most common way to describe a person. You know, I've got at least 6 people in my life right now that think that being ADHD is actually cool in some way. And for those of you that aren't familiar, ADHD being attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or just the, I remember the old school definition was just ADD. Yeah, now we've gotten to expand that a little bit. Well, when you have a guy's attention, you'll also have an expressway into his heart. When you have a guy's attention, he'll listen to you intently. He'll actually pay attention to your words. He might even, gasp, bring something up you said from a previous conversation. Wouldn't that be amazing? He'll ask questions of you. He'll seek out your opinion, and he'll respond to you. When you have a guy's attention, he will maintain eye contact. Yeah, I know, a guy's eyes can wander from time to time. If you want to know why he looks at other women, there is a reason, and it's not what you think. It has nothing to do with him respecting you, okay? But men will make it a point to focus on you when they are interested in you. When you have a guy's attention, he will lean in. His body language will leave no room for error. He will want to get closer to you. He'll also turn his body to face you directly, which will tell you you've got his complete attention. Number 5 sign he's hot for you, can't keep his hands off you. Now, I'm sure you've known somebody that all the guys seem to paw at like a bunch of kittens at a catnip festival, right? Of course, a woman. I think the official term here is handsy, like that guy is very handsy. Heck, you might have even experienced this once or twice. And unfortunately, as of this podcast, famous men everywhere are getting outed in the media for their, let's just call it overly affectionate nature. But there is a reason that a guy does this. And it's because men are very tactile when it comes to beauty. We see something that we find visually attractive and we want to touch it. It's very hard for a guy to resist this. I mean, when you use all that product to make your hair, your skin, your lips, every inch of you so soft and so adorable looking, how can we stop ourselves? It's tempting as all heck. And you know what? That's not just a justification for creepy pawing. It's just a simple stated fact. Most guys show their physical affection very respectfully. He'll routinely touch your arm when he's talking to you. He'll touch your back and he'll hold your hand when the time is right. These PDAs, otherwise known as public displays of affection, show respect, affection, and desire. Number 4 sign that he likes you, he calls and texts you first. I know this one will probably top your list of, oh man, I wish he would. Am I right? Huh? Am I right here? Okay. Well, most women have come to experience the awesome, deafening power of the silence they get when they text a guy. And that right there is the problem. You see, a guy can sense in a heartbeat when a woman is testing him. We've gotten used to this vibe. It all started when we were buying drinks in bars for women, and we got, well, to be honest, shit tested every chance that you could in the conversation. Hey, you know, when you're young, you do this stuff. You might not have noticed you were doing this, but we men, we felt it. We felt it in every cell of our body. We knew we were being tested. Now, this test is when you're giving us a hard time and testing our masculinity by exhibiting, well, let's just call it bratty girl behavior to see how we'd react. This is part of that natural dance of attraction that is completely normal in flirty encounters. So guys know when you're up to your old tricks. We know when you're testing us like this. And oh, I know, you're yelling at me right now, yelling at your phone or whatever you're listening to this on. You're yelling, Carlos, I would never treat a man like that. I wouldn't test him. You did. You did do that. And that's okay because it was expected back then. But now that we're older, the testing needs to stop. It's more about open communication and avoiding those games. So when you text us in a way that seems like you want a response a little bit too much, we're going to feel pressured. Then we feel anxious about that feeling of pressure because we probably like you, but now we're a bit confused. Why is there all this expectation all of a sudden? Are you being needy? What's going on here? Yeah, this is how guys think, ladies. So when you get a text from a man unexpectedly, your eyes light up and you feel that deliciously fun feeling in your tummy that tells you he's into you. And you should, because that is definitely a sign that he digs you. The way to get him to text you more often is to text him a little less than he wants. Let me say that again. This is one of those rules of relationships. The way to get a guy to text you more often is to text him just a little bit less than he wants you to. Now, the more a guy wonders where he stands with you, the better off you are. Number three sign that he wants you, he adjusts his life and his habits. Guys are just as guilty as gals of being a little bit, well, a little too set in our ways. But when a man meets a woman that is worthwhile to him, he will make some changes. He will adjust his life to pull you in closer. He will adjust his schedule to accommodate you. He will change some of his routines. He will make some adjustments to make you happy. Guys will make the space for you if they feel you're worth having. Okay? Remember that. This is really important. It's the rule that we don't think about when we're in relationships, is that you can actually get a guy to do something, but the reality is, why didn't we spend the effort and the energy to get him to feel the right way about us in the first place? Because once you've honed that, once you've steered him and guided him into that groove, he's not going to jump out of it. He's going to love being there, and he's going to do things for you that no other guy, quite honestly, would ever do. Number two indication he likes you. He talks about what you have in common. One of the more indirect ways that a guy will show you that he likes you is to talk about things that you've got in common. Now, many women miss this signal because they're listening for him to describe some specific things about her that he likes, right? You're looking for little traits, little things that he's going to say that he likes about you. But guys don't do that sort of thing right away. Instead, we talk a little bit more indirectly about how you fit into our lives. Really big difference here. Because ultimately, we men are thinking about how that would work out if we were going to marry you, right? We're thinking about the relationship and how it would actually influence our life and our lifestyle. And we describe it in terms of how you fit into our lives as an active part of it, not based on traits, based on what you do in the relationship. This is an important distinction because we've got the big picture in mind. So if you're hoping for him to tell you how much he loves your hair, your beauty, your wardrobe, whatever, to admire these individual little things, well, he'll do that more likely in a card, quite honestly, but he might already be telling you how he really digs you with all the stuff that he's seeing that you have in common. Because ultimately, that's the part that will make you a successful couple. And he knows that on a very, very intuitive and wise level. Men understand that what makes a couple work is how you work together, how you weave together, not just admiring you like a picture. Now, the number one sign that he likes you, he keeps coming back for more. Guys range from the obnoxiously and douchey confident all the way to the terminally shy. And when a guy likes a girl, there's only one thing we want to do. That's be around her. That's it. Be around her, be near her, or even just within sight of her. I can't tell you what a thrill it is for a guy to be able to see the woman that he's dating or the woman he loves or the woman he's just really infatuated with and just be able to admire her from afar. And of course, we want to take that more and more closer to the heart. The problem is that the douchebag, the arrogant guys out there, are typically the ones that approach you first, aren't they? Those are the ones, those are the guys that have got the balls to come over and do the unthinkable, to start a conversation with you. It's the nice, quiet, shy guys who are over there in the corner that, yeah, that guy over there, I see him? Yeah, he's nursing his beer for the evening. He's trying to come up with just the right combination of words to win your heart and avoid rejection. Yeah, that's the expression. You're seeing it right on his face right now. See that? That confusion in his face, that intense thinking, like he's too far up in his head. He's trying to come up with what to say to you to make this a no rejection situation. He wants to avoid rejection, and he usually winds up chickening out and going home early. So you have to understand that a man's greatest contribution to your almost romance is simply to keep asking you out and keep coming back for more. That's how guys show their perseverance. That's how they show their stick-to-itiveness. That's how they show their confidence and ability to live up to your idea of a relationship. He will call if he's really into you, and he will also make an effort to see you regularly. And it's not just about having a date on Saturday night. When a guy really likes you, he wants to spend time with you, regardless of what you do together. So if your guy invites you to hang out at his place and watch movies, get a quick coffee after work, or meet at the laundromat on Sunday afternoon, it's very likely that he's into you. Men bond simply by spending time with other people and spending time with you. And that's the way men often fall in love with you without you even realizing it. I've overheard women complaining about guys who did this as being cheap and thoughtless, not realizing that they were pushing away a guy that was actually falling for them. Okay? Your soulmate could be in your life right now, and you might have missed him if you weren't looking at the signs or looking for the right signs. Now, if you want to learn more about men, more of these secrets about men, and discover who your soulmate might be, or find out if the soulmate you've got is actually going to stay with you, well, I've got something special for you. You need to see this. I've got a little presentation on soulmates and what they really are, at least how a man views it. And really, that's the only thing that you should be worrying about right now. What does he think about you? Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. That's datingadviceguru.com/soulmates and learn the secrets of the soulmate signal. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.